everything we do, we put love, inclusivity, joy into. Sometimes this world can feel overwhelming. And so I think we can all just do our little part to spread light. And I hope that we can do that and that they know that we love them and that we're all family.
That's Scott Hoeing, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Scott and Mark Hoeing are the creators of the Fa La La Family Picture Book, along with illustrator Steph Liu. Scott Hoeing is a Grammy and Emmy Award-winning singer, songwriter, arranger, and co-founder of the multi-platinum a cappella group Pentatonix. Mark Hoeing is a writer, songwriter, artist manager, and marketing professional. They join us to talk about Fa La La Family. Scott and Mark, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Well, tell us about the inspiration for this project, because this is something more than just your normal picture book, which usually has an author and an illustrator. You've also written music to go along with it. So how did this project come together?
Yeah, so we decided we wanted to start writing children's books. We love this space and we're starting a family and we wanted to have books to read to our children that we wrote. And this one is our second book. It's called Fa La La Family, all about families during the holidays and how they can look different ways. It's not always the conventional family that you see. It can be a mom and you, it can be a dad or two, it can be a furry friend. Family is love, family is community, whoever who. And yes, we want to put music in everything we do. So for our first book, we have a little like song that went along with it. But for this book, Mark wanted to go even bigger, which is a brilliant idea. And so we made a whole album so you can follow along with the book and listen to the song. And then also there's other songs on it that have themes about family.
Yeah. When we were writing our book, Fa La Family, we had such an amazing time. And, you know, writing the book, writing the song, that we're like, let's expand the world even bigger. So Fa La Family, the book and song, became My Family, the album, the children's album. And it has some of our favorite people in the world on it. We have collaborations with Meghan Trainor on a song called All I Need. We have a cover of You Are My Sunshine with the incredible Bela Fleck. And it's so fun to not only write these books, but also incorporate music and write music, cover songs together, make a whole world that we can listen to forever with our families. And we're so proud of it.
At the end of this interview, I will play your video and so people get a chance to hear the song. But you also have a QR code in the book so people can connect with it that way.
Yeah, like when you first open the book, there's a QR code. And when you scan it, it takes you right to the song and the album. And it's nice to like play along when you're reading to your kids at night.
Yeah, and it's fun too, because at the end of the book, once you start playing the song, there's also sheet music.
Oh, yeah.
So you can sing along, you can play along on the piano. Music is such a big part of our lives, and we just want to incorporate that into everything we do. So that was a really nice little touch to add the sheet music at the end that we were super proud of.
Well, since you have a copy of the book in your hand there, could you read the first few pages just to give people a taste of what they're going to find here?
That's funny. We'd love to. So
it starts out with, Christmas is for families, families of all kinds, families all around the world, forever throughout time.
Family can mean many things, your relatives, your friends, your sisters, brothers, uncles, and aunts, all cozied up and staying in.
What can you tell us about the illustrations in this book?
Oh, so we are so in love with our illustrator, Steph Liu. We saw her illustrations and we both instantly and simultaneously were like, that, it's beautiful. And she's been so wonderful to work with. And what we did was we sent her a bunch of pictures of our family and our childhood home and our wedding and things that were important to us. And she incorporated them all throughout the book. So when we were going through the illustrations for the first time, we were like, oh my gosh, my mom. Oh my gosh, your sister, your childhood home. It was so cool to kind of like see that in the book. And
yeah, like for example, this is like the childhood home that I grew up in, like in Seattle. This is like my family and like the Filipino food on the table and the couches that I grew up on, the paintings on the wall. So Steph Liu did such an incredible job bringing our lives to these pages. And we're so, so grateful for her amazing work. And we can't wait to work on her on 20 more books, too.
Well, this one is obviously Christmas themes. Do you have other themes you want to explore in future picture books?
You know, something we always talk about for our next picture books is we both love like anything magical, magical world, Pokemon.
Yeah.
And so like kind of starting to build a world with superheroes or something really like fantastical.
Yeah. Both of our books so far have been, you know, contained stories of either family or like a For How Lucky Am I, our first book, a 24-hour story. So maybe for our next book, we might want to do something that's, you know, this fantastical journey of maybe, you know, as Scott was saying, like superhero like type characters, or maybe like a Pokemon thing where you have to meet all the different characters along the journey. We're kids at heart for sure. Like we love video games and cartoons and Pixar movies. So we're so inspired by those sort of stories that would truly be the dream to do something along those lines one day.
The thing I see about this particular book is that, you know, picture books are usually geared for, I think, like 4 to 8 year olds. But this is a book that I think the whole family can enjoy and could become a family tradition to at least make sure you read this every year during the holidays.
Yeah, I love that. That's why we included music too, because everyone loves music. Music brings people together. And I mean, at Pentatonix shows, we will see families, mothers with their daughters, we hope that it brings that togetherness.
Yeah, especially, you know, when you're listening to Fall Off Family, the song, and hopefully the album to our album, My Family, there really is music for everybody. It's primarily, you know, the intention of writing a children's album, a children's book, but there's some songs in the album, like I'm Not a Hero and Lay Your Head on My Shoulder, that are meant for families to listen to together, and people to listen to together, because there's these dedications to our future families. And songs that, you know, hopefully you can even listen to like on a road trip or a camping trip, or songs that are just year round, just jams for the whole family to enjoy.
I'm talking with Scott and Mark Hoyne about their Fa La La picture book. Be sure to stay tuned to the end of this interview to hear the music, Fa La La Family. Well, Scott, you mentioned Pentatonix, so I need to take a couple minutes to talk with you about that, because that's where a lot of people know you from. And, for those who aren't familiar with Pentatonix, give us a quick history. How did the group come together?
Well, yeah, so Pentatonix we're an acapella group, and we started in 2010 on a show called The Sing Off. Then we started a YouTube channel, and the YouTube channel really just like took us to new heights. And we started touring, we started making Christmas music, and Christmas music was this amazing fit for us. And so we made all these Christmas albums, and we tour every year Christmas, and we're doing one this year, and we have a new album this year. And it's just it's like a really beautiful experience being a part of something that is so niche, but like so worldwide. And it's brought so much joy to so many families. And I'm just really grateful to have it as part of our story. And Mark and I wrote a couple of songs for this new Pentatonix album coming out, and we're just getting ready for tour. And I'm especially at an age too, where I'm like more grateful for it than ever. It's like a really, really beautiful thing that we found each other and get to make this music together.
Yeah, their new album is so good. There's so many original songs on the new album, Christmas in the City too. I think maybe even predominantly original songs.
Yeah, right? It's about having a...
Yeah, which is so funny. I think that's a first for a Pentatonix album too.
Well, as a Pentatonix fan, I know you've recorded music from all sorts of genres, but why do you think it is that people have been so touched by your Christmas music?
Oh, I've thought about this a lot. I think it's a lot of things. I think it's music that can be enjoyed by all ages. So I think there's something beautiful about like being able to bond with your family members about it. I honestly think there's something about the human voice that is just inherently so emotional, and harmony that's so emotional, that I think just really connects. And Christmas and vocal music just go really well together. Like back, I feel like in the 30s, the 50s, it was just so vocal based. And it's kind of nice to hear that again. And we really do actually channel that on this new album. We went like full Dean Martin, Nat King Cole, and we have like orchestral and big band, but then like the Andrews Sisters harmonies and It's really, really cool. You would think that being an acapella group would limit you being a vocal group, but it actually feels like
I think also it's just you guys are so innovative too. I feel like there's so many risks that they take with not only their covers but their original music, where it doesn't always sound exactly the same. You know, like it's only five voices, but the things that they can do with just five voices and cover so many genres and so many types of songs.
Yeah, I think
really special.
Being an acapella kind of gives you like the permission to be theatrical and go for it. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we can like, let's do the entirety of Christmas Carol in a song in 5 minutes. Like, and it makes sense.
So that's a fun one to check out. If anyone's, you know, listening to the new album in the next upcoming weeks, there's a song called Bah Humbug that is such a fun song. It's, as Scott was saying, the full story of A Christmas Carol in 4 minutes, and their vocals, oh my gosh, on that song, the whole band, ooh, sounds amazing.
And as you go on tour, what's your message for fans? I mean, obviously for the holidays, but in general, as you embark on this new tour, what kind of feelings and theme message would you like to leave with them?
Yeah, I would just want everyone to feel the love that we have to give. Everything we do, we put love, inclusivity, joy into. Sometimes this world can feel overwhelming. And so I think we can all just do our little part to spread light. And I hope that we can do that and that they know that we love them and that we're all family.
The picture book is Fa La La Family, written by Scott and Mark Hoeing and illustrated by Steph Liu. Scott and Mark, thank you for talking with me today.
Oh, thank you. It was an honor. And you have the coolest voice ever.
You could really
listen to you talk all day.
And now, as promised, here is the Fa La La Family song.
Christmas is for families, families of all kinds, families all around the world, forever throughout time. Family can mean many things, your relatives, your friends, your sisters, brothers, uncles, and aunts, all cozied up and staying. Can you feel the Christmas spirit when you hear the harmony? That's the sound of celebration and cheer. And fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la.
La 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 la
for they're why we're all here today. Family set in many ways. Familia, familia, we suffer, Ohana. But ever the language, the love never changes. I love you, te amo, mahakita. Can you feel the Christmas spirit as the sun begins to set? Though the kids protest, it's time for bed. Good night to the fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. Say goodnight to Christmas Eve. Maybe sneak down to the Christmas tree and take just one little peek. And if you see a man in red with a cap upon his head, well, you can call him Santa, or better yet, call him fa-la-la-la-la-la, fa-la-la-la-la, family.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.